在。Talking about sports. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. CITR Sports. Please listen.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And you've never heard that wonderful. Are we working?
Oh yeah, we're good. I think.
All right, hold on. You're talking. Talk now.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd figure after all these years, I'd remember which one is mic two and mic three.
That's saying asking a lot, though.
It is. Considering this says two all over it, and that says three.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, see, we don't have coaches here.
Well, by the looks of it, you need a little helper, but that's all right.
We don't have the coaches here. Now, you have never heard that station identification. We're with Randy Knorr, assistant coach of the UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team, who are going to be tipping off their playoffs this weekend.
Yep.
Right here at War Memorial Gymnasium on UBC campus, Friday night, 8 p.m.?
8 p.m. Friday night, 7 p.m. Saturday, yeah.
A little confusing for me.
Well, you know, the mic thing is confusing for you, too. But.
You saw it. Now, you've never heard that. You've been in here a few times, but you've never heard that station identification before.
No, not that one.
Greatest American Hero.
Oh, I know what it is. Yeah. I'd never heard your version of it.
It was about 4 or 5 years ago. I came in here. My mind was a little enhanced or put off on a veer.
Okay.
Due to stuff. We'll leave it at that.
Fair enough.
We'll leave it at that. And that was actually Wilson Wong, UBC Thunderbird women's commentator. I brought him in. He'd never heard the song before.
What?
Greatest American Hero. Didn't know it. And I just told him what to say. And yeah, because if you hear it, he was off tune.
Completely off tune.
Yeah. American Idol. You'll be watching tonight. You're big into that.
Oh, yeah. Big into that.
No, you don't watch it? Where are we at? Are we at the 24? Are we at the 40? Are we at the...
Yeah, work doesn't stop for me, buddy. Right after this, I'm going to Vancouver College, watch a high school basketball game.
Who are we scouting?
We're looking at a lot of kids. Mm-hmm. We're going to watch more for St. George's Junior, and they have a couple good grade 11s. Same thing with Vancouver College has a couple good grade 11s. So just going to, you know, watch those guys and...
Now, hold on. I do have to question that with the grade 11s. We'll get into this weekend in a moment and lots of other stuff. But you don't even know what league you're going to be in 2 years.
Well, that's why we got to cover our bases.
How are you guys approaching that? Because you don't know if you're going to be CIS. You don't know if you're going to be NCAA. Now, you're not going to be NCAA Division I in 2 years. We know that.
That's the only thing we know for sure.
Everything else is out the door. So when you talk to a kid, what do you even say right now?
Right now we're kind of lucky, and we're in a situation where we're not recruiting a lot of people for next year. So right now we're just looking at possibility and starting to get our lists.
Sorry, Rand, just to cut you off, nobody graduating from you guys this year.
No, we don't graduate one player, so hopefully everybody will be back.
But okay, so you're getting a list. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're just getting our list in order, and you know, we have certain players that we're looking at if we go NCAA that we have a better shot at, or maybe guys that we'll look at more if we stay in CIS.
So, I mean, I take it where...
It's not as complicated as the Mike 2 and Mike 3 thing, but we have lists and you just look at them. And yeah, it's...
Yeah. I could recruit for you.
Oh, yeah.
Here's what I do actually have a proposal.
Okay.
For before next season, if I'm still doing your games, and I think I will be next year, is when you get your team. Before the Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
Because you're my coach now.
Okay.
You're Coach Knorr.
I am not taking credit for that shot.
You're my coach.
No, that's all you, buddy.
You taught me. I was a pretty quick learner, though, yeah, somewhat. Yeah.
When you start at the bottom, it's so you can just only go up. So.
So what I think we should do is, before the Labor Day games,
okay,
we should have, and I don't like, because here's what happened, for those of you listening. We just had a free throw competition at War Memorial Gymnasium, me versus... I only took on three players there. I mean, I want to take on five. It wasn't done properly, this competition.
Trust me, you could have taken on as many players as you wanted. It wasn't making any difference.
The rules were quirky. I didn't like the setup. The ball wasn't good. I mean...
I think you might have forgot a few other things, too. I don't know.
Anyways, we did a competition. 33 free throws. Larry Bird's number.
Ah, okay.
That's what it was. Larry Bird's number.
Didn't help you in the old shooting touch, though.
Didn't help me, but it hey... The over-under for me, you guys were betting, which was illegal. I'm not going to report the wagers made.
Yeah.
But, I was just joking. But you guys said the over-under was about 11 to 12.
Yeah, I mean, I would have lost money. I'll admit it. Like you should admit you have a bad jumper. I'll admit that I would have lost money on the wager.
Now, I hit 15 free throws there.
Yeah, 15 for 33. That's pretty good.
Two of mine were the spin shot underhand.
You were 2 for 3 on those. Maybe you should just stick to those next time.
Now, here's what I would like to do, though. And now, you actually taught me, though, before we get into that, you actually taught me a little bit afterwards how to use my legs more.
Yep.
Set it with the hand. So what I would like to do...
I don't want you going around telling people, though, and giving me the credit for your jump shot.
What I would... First of all, my feet, even... I don't know. That was not a jump shot.
Free throw.
It's a set shot. I have no vertical leap here. What I would like to do... is next season, before your Labor Day games, mm-hmm. or maybe before your regular season, no, before Labor Day, I would like to take on various members of the team in a free throw shooting competition.
Well, I think what we need to do is we'll start with our managers, and if you can't beat them...
No. There is no joke. Because here's the problem with the free throw competition we did, is you took 10 in a row. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not a free throw. That's not a free throw. You got to do it in sets of two.
Okay.
That's a free throw. And I want guys lined up along the free throw line and somebody boxing out.
Well, we need to when you shoot, so we could do that.
Okay, so that is my proposal. You guys can be chicken or not, because we had Brett Malish of your team who said it was my birthday, I couldn't do it today.
Yeah.
He bailed out, and somebody else bailed. Jordan, you! Coach bailed out.
He has a big week of studying in front of him. So
meanwhile, he stayed there and he watched the whole thing. So
yeah, I mean, you need to call him out on the radio a little bit. That's all right.
That's fair. So that is my proposal, though, is next year. Because don't you think it would be a gauge that if your players can't beat me in a free throw shooting competition?
Well, maybe what we should do is forget the team. Is we'll bring you to open tryouts. Because we normally get about 10 or 15 guys to show up for open trials.
All right.
And we'll just start with that. You can come and say, I'm Coach Wiener. I'll be the assistant coach for the day. And if you can't beat me in the free throw shooting competition, there's the door.
Really?
I think that'd be a great way to start.
The walk-ons.
Yeah, me and Vern can come in just about 20, 30 minutes later. And, if anybody that's beat you, then we'll take a look.
Now, what if I shoot the lights out or something?
I'm willing to take that chance, I think. Vern's okay. Probably out there listening, and he's probably agreeing with me. So I think we'll be good with that.
All right, so we got something set up here, though.
Yeah,
so
perfect.
When is it? When do I mark my calendar?
It's like one of the first days of school. First or second day of school.
Oh, so it's after the Labor Day weekend games. Okay. I'll be here. I'm ready to go.
Perfect.
I'll be here. I'm ready to go. They have it. We're going to have a free throw shooting competition, me and the walk-ons.
Yeah. If they can't beat you, they don't even get a tryout.
That's it, eh?
Yeah.
Out the door. I love it. I'm excited. So I have, let's see, we're in March. No, we're in February.
Yes.
We're in February. So I got about March, April, May, June, July, August. I got about 7 months.
Perfect.
To work on my technique. I have something to shoot for here.
Hey, shoot for 16, buddy.
16 what?
You had 15 today? 16 maybe in a couple months.
See, what are you going to do? What if a kid shoots like 28 and I beat him and I shot 31? What are you going to do? What are you checking your phone? What's going on here?
Vern just texted me to say he agrees.
Whoever, if they don't beat me.
If they don't beat you, they don't get a tryout.
I like it. Now, before we get on to the weekend, I would like to go to the topic we were at before with this whole NCAA business.
Mm-hmm.
Is, as you mentioned, it won't affect your team next year, but going, how many fourth-year guys do you have? You do have quite a few fourth-year guys.
Yeah, we have three this year.
You have three fourth-year guys. And chances are, the guys who are in their third year, they'll be in their fourth year next year. I doubt if you go NCAA, they're going to let those guys play.
Yeah, we still don't know on all the rules, and that's obviously one of the major ones we're looking at. There's a few different like once we're accepted into the NCAA, we have a year where it doesn't really count where you play. So that's one of the major things that UBC and the athletic directors and people are working on to try to figure out.
Because how many third-year players do you have?
I believe we have three.
Okay.
We have four. We have four third-year players and two second-year guys.
But if they tell you fourth year you can't join the league, that puts you guys in a tough spot, I figure.
Yeah, I mean, it just we lose a whole year of recruiting and we wouldn't have any
right.
older guys. So.
So have you had excitement, though, talking to, you know, these grade 11s who could be playing NCAA in 2 years? Or do you have a better shot at these guys? Is it true? Are they more interested to come here?
Yeah, I think so. I think the big difference is if you look at our roster right now, it's made up of majority of BC players. I think if we go Division One, our goal will be to get the top BC guys. But we'll also try to get the top Ontario, the top Quebec, top Alberta. Coach Hansen he was showing me today one of our top grade 9 recruits today.
A grade 9? You're into that now, are you?
Yeah. We've been recruiting this kid since he's in grade 7, so. Yeah, I mean, heck of a player. So.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Where's the kid from?
Calgary.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean.
Is he good? NCAA? Is that a guy you would target?
Yes.
Because who's the guy I think of? Whenever I think of that, it was a kid who went to Indiana, point guard. Bailey or something?
Yeah. Yeah.
What was his first name?
It starts with a D.
Damon. Damian.
Yeah.
Damian Bailey. Yeah. I remember he was a big... Bob Knight wanted him since he was in grade 8 or something, yeah. right?
Oh, it does happen. I mean, you can tell with a lot of kids. I mean, not every kid, but you can tell with certain kids.
Grade 7.
Yeah, we started...
You know, some of these kids, when they're in grade 7, they don't grow anymore.
Yeah, and basketball is probably one of the more difficult sports to choose, too, because you do have kids that have the late growth spurts and... But this kid was 6'5 in grade 7 and was playing point guard, so it made it a little bit easier to pick him out
six,
over the other.
6'5 in grade. How big is he now? He's in grade 9 now.
About 6'6, still plays point guard. Had his first grade 9 game the other day. Won the tip, got it back to himself, got a dunk. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty big fan of his, so.
Grade 9. So this is a guy who might even be, I mean, who knows how you guys go, might even be a Div 1 player here.
Possibly. Yeah, I mean, those are all questions that are up in there and we're waiting to hear back from. So
exciting for you?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be kind of different. Me and Coach Hanson have talked about it a lot. I mean, it'd be kind of nice to have a few different challenges. I mean, yeah, just different things on, you know, all-stars to league travel to... getting to know other coaches, other tendencies, and so, yeah, it'd be interesting, something new.
Now,
so.
An example, a player I'd like to ask you about, I believe his name is Mark Trazzolini.
Yep.
He's the Vancouver College guy. He's going to Santa Clara.
Yeah.
I believe next year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, a guy like that, would you have a shot at him, realistically, if you were Div 2? Or would those guys still want to go play their Div 1?
Yeah, you'd still lose some guys to Division One, but I think one of the main things kids are looking for is they don't tell their friends, "Oh, I'm going to a Division One." They say, "Oh, I got a full ride." So I think what we would do is we would try to sell, "Hey, you got a full ride," and "Hey, you got a full ride to UBC, which is one of the best universities in the country, in the world." So I mean, that would be our selling point.
So break it down. What exactly is, because you hear so much stuff, what exactly is a full ride for what they're getting right now? What are the exact differences?
Right now the CIS has certain rules. Players are only allowed to get a certain amount of money. To be quite honest, I'm not sure what it is because Coach Hansen deals with that part of it. But
good for you, hey?
Yeah, well, it's good. In Division One, players would get their school paid for as well as their living and... So it realistically, a player could go to down the States, and the only thing that they would have to pay for would be maybe like extra spending money and their travel to and from that university.
Oh, I see.
So,
they don't get a per diem.
They do get a little bit of a living allowance,
right?
But what normally happens is people need to live in their residence first and second year, then they would just be on a meal plan, and same thing that people do at UBC.
Okay, so that's what you're pitching to everybody nowadays, eh?
Yeah, that's what we're hoping to pitch. I mean, we're still waiting to see how the vote goes. And I mean, we've been voted. Now we're allowed to put in our application, and we still are in that process.
Good or bad, the competition, is it going to be good or bad for?
Well, I think it'll be really good.
Yeah.
There's some really good teams. We're still trying to figure out what conference we would be in. There's a few different scenarios. So, I mean, that's the part that's interesting, and we don't really know which conference is better. I mean, the one conference that myself and Coach Hansen really like is, I mean...
What conferences? Can you say it?
Yeah, it's a WAC conference. It's... I mean, it would mean we'd go for two trips to Hawaii. So,
which conference is it?
West Coast, I think. Or
well,
no,
that's Division One.
I'm trying to think of the.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Sure.
Yeah.
Two trips to Hawaii.
Two trips to Hawaii and one to Arizona, I think, and one to California.
So, I'd like to be the radio guy for that gig.
Yeah, it'd be pretty good compared to the other one, I think, which would be more Idaho and.
Are you in discussions with SFU, Coach Scott Clark, to join together in joining the same conference?
I haven't talked to Coach Clark since we played them.
Because it would make sense, wouldn't it?
To do what?
To join the same conference as SFU if they also go Div 1.
Well, there'd be benefits.
Or
of
Div
not,
2, I'm sorry. Div
yeah,
2, yeah,
there'd be benefits of not being in the same conference as them, because then you could play them in exhibition and you wouldn't have to play them in league. So, because you only are allowed so many exhibition games, so at least then we'd be able to cut back on exhibition travel costs. And so, I mean, as much as it'd be nice to play them in league, I don't think it really would make any difference, because you would probably set up exhibition games with them anyway. So,
but it does give you that instant rival, per se.
Yeah, I mean, and rivals will build once you're in the league for a little bit more. I mean, they don't need to be in the conference to be a rival of ours. Just like every school in Pacific, every time I read something about them, they say that UBC is their rival. So, I don't know.
Would it be a case, though, if you go Div 2, that it's almost inevitable that you should go Div 1? That's kind of how I see it. If you're going to go, go all the way. You know?
Yeah, and this is what we've been told is our best kind of stepping stone to that. And, I mean, that's something that I'm sure Bob Phillips, you know, take into consideration, he's looking at, so... Yeah, we'll just have to sit back and wait and see what they come up with.
Cool. Randy Nord with us, assistant coach for the UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team. So, Coach, playoffs is finally here.
Yeah, seems like a long season, eh?
You're starting off this weekend. You're going to be hosting Fraser Valley, a team you played three times this year. You beat them all three times. They did have a competitive game versus you guys here at UBC in the first half of the season. You took them on the weekend in their home court and beat them rather convincingly. So what kind of series are we looking at, UBC and the Fraser Valley Cascades?
I think it'll be a lot tougher than our game was in Fraser Valley. I mean, after watching the tape, we just played a little bit better than them. We hit some shots, and they missed a lot of shots. I think they're a very dangerous team, have a lot of players that have the ability to have big games. It'll be an interesting one. Their best player did not have a very strong game against us last Saturday. So,
John Haviland, is that the?
No, they actually picked up a player at Christmas time that's a Division II transfer. He's a BC player that played at Minnesota State. His name's Doug Plum, and he didn't have a very strong performance. And after the game, he let everybody know that he was looking forward to this Friday. So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how that goes.
Anyway, you guys don't. How do you, as coaches, not look past this team? Is that pretty much
you know? It's
care of?
We. I guess we take care of it by not looking past them. I mean, it's not even something that's really come up. So, our focus from as soon as the game was over was we were talking about Fraser Valley and have not stopped since.
How far can this team go in the playoffs?
Yeah, you know what? When Bryson Cool and Matt Racher play well, we're a pretty good basketball team, and I think on any given night, those two play well and we're hitting some shots, we can beat anybody in the country. When we don't get that production from our post players, we become a above average team at best. So I that's the key, is when we get the production out of those guys, and I mean, it always helps when Chris Dick has a better game and hits a higher percentage, but when we're getting production in the paint from our post players, we're cleaning up the glass, we're a pretty good basketball team, and we have potential to beat a lot of good teams.
So is that what's gone wrong? Because this season, I mean, sort of the knock on you guys is when you've taken on the really good teams, your Alberta, your Brandon, your Calgary's, you know, you're 0-3, for example, against those teams. Is that what's happening against those teams? The big men haven't stepped up?
Well, no, I don't want to say they've not stepped up in every game, but, I mean, that's definitely the fact in a few of them. Against Brandon, Chris Dick didn't play. Well, he played, but didn't really play. He only played 10 minutes, had 1 point, and we just more used him as a third reserve type deal. So, and I mean, I thought in that Brandon game, our guys competed, and the post players were not the reason we lost that game by any means. That might not be the case in all the other games, but I mean, that is one of the major issues that we're trying to stop from happening, is those guys not having great performances when we play those good teams.
Easier for you guys this playoff run that you're not a national championship favorite like you have been the last couple of years?
Yeah, I like where we're seated right now. Rankings just came out today, and we're in fifth. And, you know, that's probably where we're about, you know, we're probably a 5-7 team. And,
are you ahead of Alberta?
Yeah, we're ahead of Alberta.
Not how I'd vote.
Yeah, but
just because they beat you, that's all.
Yeah, but that's not how it works. And they've lost to teams that we've beat.
Right.
So, I mean, they've lost to Sask, and we seem to handle Sask pretty good. So it's one of those, it's a difficult thing to vote when you only play a team one time.
Right. And I guess the voters don't actually see every game either, right?
No, and majority of the voters are made up of Ontario schools, so.
can't really take too much into it, can you?
No. But it still does come into play when you talk wild cards. And
right. Now, that's the other question, is basically you guys are looking at, because if it is you and next weekend, if and when you do beat Fraser Valley, you're probably looking at Victoria or SFU. I assume Victoria, but you never know. That probably is, if Alberta wins this weekend versus Saskatchewan, you probably will not get the wild card versus Alberta. So you are going to have to at least look at it as a must-win series next weekend.
You know, it's something that we really haven't talked about and we haven't really looked at. We just want to go out and play good basketball and win our right to be there. We don't want to start talking about, oh, it's okay if we lose because we'll get the wild card. We want to go in and say, no, we're going to go in and we're going to win our way there, and we want to go in and win Canada West, and then we want to win when we go to Nationals. We don't want to start giving our guys reasons that it's okay to lose. So and it's something that as a coaching staff, I mean, maybe we should be looking at it a little bit stronger, but we haven't even really thought about it too much.
Got to get through this weekend first, eh?
One game at a time. I mean, as bad as a cliche is, I mean, that's how it works. Like, you have to win Friday. You got to win Saturday. I mean, getting that...
Bye-bye microphone.
Getting that extra day's rest is big, especially because we're not sure when we'd start the next series.
So. Right.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to come out and take one game at a time and really play a very good team game and see if we can get our post to dominate in the paint.
Awesome. Good stuff. Randy Knorr, assistant coach for the UBC Thunder men's basketball team, get their series underway this Friday at home, War Memorial Gymnasium versus the Fraser Valley Cascades.
Perfect. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Randy, and I will work on that shot. No, I won't, but next year, though, we're doing it.
Perfect. I'll put the signs up. Open tryouts. Go see Coach Wiener.
I like that name.
Yeah.
I like that name. Coach Wiener. All right, everybody. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
When he reached the gates of heaven, he didn't understand. Friends were coming over. Was it all a dream? Was it all a crazy dream? He saw them playing there before him. What were they doing there? It felt like home must be alright. Or was it all a dream? Was it all a crazy dream? Memories replayed before him. All the tiny moments of his life. Lying round in bed on a Saturday morning. Two daughters and a wife. Two daughters and a beautiful wife. Meanwhile on earth his friends come over, shocked and horrified.
dolls and flowers by the storefront, and everybody cried. Everybody cried and cried. Is there vengeance up in heaven? Are those things left behind? Maybe every day is Saturday morning. Two daughters and a wife. Two daughters and a beautiful wife. Two daughters and a beautiful wife.